Om Shanti, Baba Sakar Murli, 13th January 2024. Essence, sweet children, people create many ways to benefit their bodies. Only the Father tells you the way for souls to make progress and ascend. This is the responsibility of the Father alone. Question, which elevated directions does the Father give you children in order for you to continue to make constant progress? Answer, children, in order to make progress, 1. Constantly stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is only by having remembrance that the rust on you souls will be removed. 2. Never remember the past or have any expectation of the future. 3. Act for the livelihood of your bodies, but don't waste whatever time you have. Use your time in a worthwhile way by remembering the Father. 4. Do godly service for at least 8 hours and you will continue to make progress. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children, that is, to you souls. People say that the Supreme Soul has responsibility for souls and that he alone can show all souls the way to make progress and have peace of mind. Each soul resides in the center of a forehead, detached from everything else. Generally, there is some disease in the rest of the body, not in the forehead. Although you may have a headache, there would be no difficulty where the throne of the soul is, because the soul is seated on that throne. There is only the one Supreme Soul, who is the surgeon, who enables souls to make progress and who gives you peace of mind. Only when a soul progresses can that soul receive health and wealth. No matter how much you do to your body, there will be no progress through that. There continues to be one conflict or another in bodies. No one apart from the Father can bring about the advancement of souls. All others in the world find ways for the advancement of bodies, but they provide no advancement or ascending stage for souls. Only the Father teaches you this. Everything depends on each soul. It is souls that become 16 celestial degrees full, and then it is souls that become totally empty of degrees. Souls become 16 celestial degrees full. Only the Father explains to you how the degrees of souls decrease. The Father says, you had a lot of happiness in the golden age. Souls had been in the ascending stage. At other spiritual gatherings, they don't explain how souls can progress. They stay in physical intoxication. They are body conscious, whereas the Father is making you soul conscious. Souls that have become tamopradhan have to be made satopradhan. Everything here is spiritual, whereas everything there is physical. Surgeons transplant hearts. That has no connection with souls. Souls reside in the center of their foreheads. They don't have an operation, etc. Acha, the Father explains that souls only make progress once. When souls become tamopradhan, the Father who brings about progress for souls comes. Without him, no soul can go into the ascending stage. The Father says, those dirty tamopradhan souls cannot come to me. When people come to you, they ask you how they can be peace or how they can progress. However, they don't know where they will go or what will happen after they have progressed. They call out, come and make the impure ones pure. Come and take us to the land of liberation and life. So, he would take souls back with him. The bodies would be destroyed here. However, these things are not in anyone's intellect. These are God's directions. All the rest are the dictates of human beings. By following God's directions, you reach the sky, you reach the land of peace and the land of happiness. Then, according to the drama, you also have to come down. There is no surgeon apart from the Father who can enable souls to make progress. The surgeon then makes you the same as himself. Some bring about very good progress in others, some to the medium level, and some bring about the third level of progress in others. Only the one Father is responsible for the progress of souls. No one in the world knows this. The Father says, "I come to uplift those sages, etc." When souls first come down, they are pure. The Father has now come to bring about progress in everyone. Look, you are continuing to make progress, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. There, you will receive first-class bodies. The Father is the imperishable surgeon. He alone comes and brings about progress for you. So, you will then go to your highest on high sweet home. Those people go to the moon. In order for you to make progress, the imperishable surgeon says, "Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved." The Father liberates the children of the world. When you go to heaven, all the rest will be in the land of peace. The Father carries out such a wonderful task. It is the wonder of the Father. This is why it is said, "Only you know your ways and means." The directions are given to souls. If a soul were to become separated, he could not receive directions. There is the ascending stage through God's directions and the descending stage through human dictates. This is also fixed in the drama. Those people think that it is heaven now. As you make further progress, you will know whether this is hell or heaven. They create so much upheaval over language. They are unhappy. There is no sorrow in heaven. There won't even be earthquakes. The old world is now to be destroyed and heaven will be created. Then, after half a cycle, even that will disappear. They say that Dwarka sank beneath the ocean. Things of gold have become buried down below. They would surely go down below in earthquakes. They do not dig beneath the ocean and bring them out. When they dig beneath the ground, they find treasures there. The Father says, "I uplift everyone." Then everyone defames and insults me. I even uplift those who defame me. So there should definitely be praise of me. Look how much respect they have on the path of devotion. You children too praise the Father so much. You have shown 32 virtues in the poster. You are now becoming as virtuous as the Father, and so you should also make as much effort. Don't waste your time. The highest of all Father is teaching you, and so you have to study every day. That one is the imperishable Father and also the teacher. Those who have come later are going ahead of the older ones. The whole world is now making progress through the Father. It was the Father who made Sri Krishna virtuous. He is the one who gives to everyone, all others take. This dynasty is being created number-wise according to the efforts you make. Look how sweet and lovely the unlimited Father is. All of you are now making progress through the highest on high Father. Everyone else has to come down the ladder. It is a wonder of the Father. You may eat, drink, and do whatever else you do, but simply sing praise of the Father. It isn't that by staying in remembrance of Baba, you are unable to eat. You have a lot of time available at night. You have at least 8 hours. The father says, at least do a minimum of 8 hours service for this government. Show anyone who comes here the way for souls to progress. Liberation in life means to be a master of the world, and liberation means to be a master of Brahman. It is easy to explain this. However, if it is not in the fortune of some, what effort would they make? The father explains, the rust on souls cannot be removed without them having remembrance of the father. Even though you might give knowledge throughout the whole day, you souls cannot make progress without having remembrance. The father explains to you children every day with a lot of love, but each one of you can understand for yourself whether you are progressing or not. It isn't just you children here who hear this, but children at all the centers hear this. The tape machine is kept here. It records the sound on itself and goes on service. It does a lot of service. The children then understand that they are listening to Shiv Baba's Murli. When they hear it through you, it becomes indirect, and then they come here to listen to it directly. Baba speaks it through the mouth of Brahma, that is, he gives the nectar of knowledge through the mouth. At this time, the world has become Tamopradhan, and so it needs to have the rain of this knowledge over it. There is a lot of rainwater. No one can become pure with that water. All of this is a matter of knowledge. The father says, now wake up. I am taking you to the land of peace. There is progress for you souls in this. All the rest are physical things. Only you listen to spiritual things. Only you become multimillionaires and fortunate. The father is the lord of the poor. Only the poor hear this. This is why the father says, give this knowledge to those who have stone intellects and those who are without virtues. Such things do not exist in the golden age. That is an unlimited shivalaya. It is now an unlimited brothel. It is completely tamopradhan. There is no more margin for it. This impure world now has to change. There is the kingdom of Ram and the kingdom of Ravan in Bharat. When there are innumerable religions, there is peacelessness. War continues to take place all the time. War is now to take place with great force. A very strong war will take place and then end, because the kingdom will have been established and you will have reached your karmatit stage. At the moment, no one can say when. When that stage does come, the study will end. You will then be transferred according to the efforts you made. This haystack will catch fire and destruction will take place instantly. That is said to be bloodshed without cause. Everyone will die unnecessarily. Rivers of blood will flow. Then rivers of ghee and milk will flow. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. All the rest will die while sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. Establishment has to take place very tactfully. There will also be obstacles and assaults. The gates to heaven are opening through the mothers. There are also many men, but because women give birth, they receive a greater reward than men. Everyone will go to heaven number-wise. Some can still take birth as a male twice consecutively. It will take place according to the accounts fixed in the drama. When there is progress of souls, there is so much difference. Some become the very highest and some become the very lowest. There is a vast difference between the kings and the subjects. The father says to you, sweetest children, now make effort. Become pure by having yoga and dharana can then take place. The destination is very high. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father with a lot of love. Souls love the Supreme Soul. This is spiritual love through which souls make progress. Souls fall through physical love. When some don't have it in their fortune, they become those who run away. The sacrificial fire, that is yajna, has to be looked after. The sacrificial fire, that is yajna, is being served with every penny of the mothers. Here, it is the poor who then become wealthy. Everything depends how you on study. You are now becoming those who have the fortune of being wed. All of you have this feeling. Those who are to become beads of the rosary need to have such a good feeling. Continue to remember Shiv Baba and do service, and you can make a lot of progress. You have to even surrender your body for Shiv Baba's service. To have that intoxication throughout the day is not like going to your auntie's home. You have to check how much progress you have made. Baba says, do not remember the past and don't have any expectations of the future. You have to act for your livelihoods. Whatever time you have, remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. Baba even explains to those who are in bondage. You have to explain to your husband with a lot of humility and love. If he beats you, you have to shower him with flowers. You need great tact in order to save yourself. Your eyes need to be very cool. They must never fluctuate. There is the example of Angad in this. He was completely unshakable. All of you are Mahavirs. Whatever has happened in the past, you mustn't remember it. Remain constantly cheerful. Remain firm on the Dharma. The Father himself says, I too am bound by the bonds of the Dharma. There is nothing else to it. It is written of Krishna that he killed devils with the discus of self-realization. All of those are stories. The Father cannot commit violence. The Father is also the teacher. There is no question of him killing anyone. All of those things refer to the present time. On one side, there are many human beings, and on the other side, there are you. Those who want to come will continue to come. They will continue to receive their status as they did in the previous cycle. There is no question of a miracle in this. The Father is merciful. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Therefore, how could he cause sorrow? Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. The spiritual children say Padam Guna remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti. Essence for Dharana. 1. Do at least 8 hours service for the godly government and use your time in a worthwhile way. Become as virtuous as the Father. 2. Don't remember the past. Let the past be the past and remain constantly cheerful. Remain unshakable on the Dharma. Blessing. May you transform wasteful thoughts, words and deeds into powerful ones and thereby become a holy swan. A holy swan means someone who transforms wasteful thoughts, words and deeds into powerful ones. This is because waste is like a stone and stones have no value. Jewels have value. A holy swan instantly recognizes whether something is of use or not. While doing anything, simply let this awareness emerge. We are knowledgeful Rajyogi souls who have ruling power and controlling power, and nothing can go to waste. This awareness will make you into a holy swan. Slogan: someone who considers himself to be a guest in the home of this body is able to remain free from attachment. Acha, Om Shanti. With avyak silence, experience the double light angelic stage. On a commemorative day, all traffic is stopped and 3 minutes silence is observed. All activities are stopped. In the same way, whether you are doing something or talking, practice stopping the traffic of thoughts every now and then. Stop the thoughts in your mind for even a minute, and whatever work you may be doing physically with your body, stop that and stabilize yourself in your angelic form. Acha, Om Shanti. Va Baba Va, Va Drama Va, Vare Me Atma Va, Vare Mera Bhagya Va, Vare Mera Ishwarya Parivar Va, Vare Me Swarajya Adhikari Atma Va. Acha, Om Shanti. मेरा बाबा मीठा बाबा प्यारा बाबा पदम गुणा पदम गुणा शुक्रिया बाबा शुक्रिया बाबा शुक्रिया बाबा अच्छा ओम शांति